about this medical marijuana for pets. You know, they get high, and the next minute, you know, like the your dog is like snickering, giggling away. What's wrong with the dog, Mom? Yeah.
Wow.
And then it's contagious. Everybody joins in, you know.
Well, yeah. All the dogs. Instead of a whole bunch of dogs barking in the neighborhood, you can just hear them all snickering and giggling.
He's even got a smoker's wheeze.
Then you get a knock on the door, and it's like the old lady down the street's all mad at you for having your dog sharing his medical marijuana with her dog.
it's a slippery slope.
Yeah, it's really not the way you want to go.
And then you get a dog that's not on medical pot. He's on illegal pot. And the cops come to the door, and the dog's trying to flush it down the toilet.
Blame the cat.
Yeah, medical marijuana for pets, probably not a good idea. All right, here we go. The Leafs are in town on Saturday for the last game of the season with the Ottawa Senators here at home. And they're out of it. Mm-hmm. Leafs are out of it. So we thought we'd take the high road today with you guys calling in with a fond farewell.
So long farewell, our readers and good night.
I will remember you.
Bad doesn't mean forever.
I hope you had the time of your life.
So long. See ya. See ya, Toronto. We just want to see if you can call in. If it's possible to call in and be nice to the Toronto Maple Leafs and wish them a fond farewell.
A fond farewell.
Yeah, can you do it? Yeah. I know some of you will not be able to. And we'll point you out when that happens. 750-4636 is the Doc and Woody voicemail.
Don't forget, we can detect a sarcastic tone.
Yeah, although I don't know about this one.
So long, farewell, avida danza. To you, Brewer, Kessel, and McWilliams.
Sarcastic.
You think so?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he kind of just tossed that off,
little shot in there.
There was no
Kessel.
Real feeling. Yeah.
Yeah.
A fond farewell, please. 750-4636. That's the Doc and Woody voicemail.
Looks like Muttley's sharing.
Oh, no. They're coming up with medical marijuana for pets?
Yes, in one state in the city. I think it's Nevada.
Yeah. Nevada.
Yeah.
I mean, is pot legal for like regular people there?
Not there.
Really? So they're going to give it to the pets first? That's got to burn you if you're like a a pothead.
I'm thinking a lot of people are going out and buying dogs.
Honest, officer, it's not mine.
It's the dog.
I'm holding it for my dog.
My dog here wearing the headphones.
Yeah. Well, you'd have to roll it for your dog.
Oh, yeah.
You know, get the spliff up there. And...
You probably have to blow it on him.
You'd have to smoke it for him. Yeah, like you, because you can't.
Well, some dogs are pretty smart.
I don't know.
Mine is not that smart.
Yeah, how do you make a joint that like they can hold in their paws? Yeah. I mean, right. You know.
Yeah. And teach them to just puff, puff, pass.
It's probably better just for you to take it in and then blow it on into their nose, and that'll probably work there. Mm-hmm. But and how do you know that your pet needs medical marijuana? Like, do they say, hey, man, my back's really sore.
Well, my one dog is going blind in one eye, and I'm certain could use some medical assistance.
Oh, glaucoma? Yes, yeah, glaucoma's real good.
Certain that he could.
Dog's walking around with a fake lip.
I think you need some medical marijuana.
Then he starts jumping up and down and blows it.
Yeah. I was looking for dogs... just to see it, because, you know, they got everything on the internet. I thought, do they have high dogs? I found this one right here. But he's high on helium. He's laughing.
Having a good time.
Yeah. Just crazy.
He's loving it.
No, he's a candidate for some medical marijuana. Maybe calm him down, mellow him out a little bit there.